welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
From the east, north, south, and west, and be broken in pieces. Get your counsels in the regions of the sea, and it shall come to naught. Speak your word, and it shall not. I know my Redeemer lives. He knew him as a Redeemer. He knew that God had the capacity and the capability to deliver him. I declare you will be delivered. I enforce your deliverance by all means in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come with me to Exodus 6 and 3. Exodus chapter 6 verse 3.
And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them.
He said they knew me as the Almighty, but they didn't know me as Jehovah, as a covenant-keeping God, as the God that keeps covenant. They knew me that I was Almighty, that I am Almighty God, but they didn't know me as Jehovah. They didn't know me as Adonai, as El Shaddai. They did not know me as the God that keeps and honors covenant. Hey, do you know him? Do you know him as Jehovah? Because the problem with everybody seated here, looking at me the way you are looking at me with your face some way, is because you only know him, you see, some of you, you know him as a judge. So you deal with him as a judge. Somebody who is judging you. But I know him as a dad. I know him as a dad. Do you know him as your father? Do you know him as a friend? Come on, somebody. They knew me as Almighty God, but they didn't know me as Jehovah. And because they didn't know me as a covenant-keeping God, they lacked. They erred. You will not lack. You will not err. I said you will not lack. I said you will not err. Let me say it one more time to those who believe. I said you will not lack. I said you will not lack. You will not err. You will not be ignorant of him. They knew me as Almighty, but they didn't know me as Jehovah. Do you know him? Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to verse 24.
I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone. That they truly know me.
That they what?
Truly know me.
That they what?
Truly know me.
Ah, thank you. Somebody said, do you truly know him? Do you truly know him? Do you know him? He said, read it again, read it again. I love it.
But those who...
No, go back.
This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom.
Don't let people who think they are smart and they are wise, been to school, have intellectual capabilities, let them not boast of that. I don't delight in it. Go ahead.
Or the powerful boast in their power.
Let those who think they are powerful and they are well positioned and connected. You see, when I see people, when I see people who think they are powerful, I pity them. I pity them. Because the Bible says, once we have heard, and twice We've been told that power belongs to God. And I said, he that is powerful. Are you hearing me? The source of all power. So when I see people and they think they are so powerful, they are untouchable, and people are scared of them, I only know why people can be scared of them, because you don't know the capabilities of your God. If you know the capabilities of your God, and you seem very powerful people, 1 minute powerful, and another minute laid in state, you will stop being worried and afraid of powerful people. God said, power doesn't move me. I'm the source of it. I'm not impressed by powerful people. Go ahead.
Or the rich boast in their riches.
He said, if you are rich and you think you are loaded and you are a mogul, and you are a financier or a business tycoon or an oil sheik or magnate, keep it to yourself. Don't boast of it. It doesn't impress me. Because the street of heaven is made out of gold. That is how cheap money is to me. I don't have respect for the things you respect. So I'm not impressed by your riches. So don't try to impress me. Humble yourself. Amen? Go ahead.
But those who wish to boast.
He said, if anybody wishes to boast, if you ever want to make show,
they should boast in this alone.
He said, if you ever want to make show and let people know you do your day, you see what I'm saying? Don't look at me like you don't understand the language. You do now. Amen? He said, if anybody wants to boast, let him boast of what?
This alone.
This alone.
That they truly know me.
That they truly know me.
And understand that I am the Lord. Who demonstrates unfailing love.
Yes, sir.
And who brings justice and righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And that I delight in these things.
Yes, sir.
I, the Lord, have spoken.
Turn to somebody and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is what I'm talking about. Not all these boasts of, do you know who I am? I have this, I have that. I will show you. You will show who? Show who? Do you control the breath you breathe? Do you know what can happen and befall you tomorrow? That you have the audacity to threaten another man's life? And especially people who are ordained and anointed of God, you have the audacity to threaten their lives. Hey, you are not afraid. That's why God said to Miriam and Aaron, that were you not afraid to speak ill of my servant Moses? Were you not afraid? When you know God, you won't compromise. When you know him in times like this, you will prove him. When Daniel heard about the king's decree that nobody should pray to any other God for 30 days, the Bible said he went and opened his window towards Jerusalem and he prayed 3 times a day. When he heard that the plot and the conspiracy against him had gone into full effect, he said, okay, I know in whom I believe. And he prayed 3 times a day. And he was cast into the dens of lions. And he wasn't afraid to face the lions, because he knew in whom he had believed. He walked into the dens of lions, and an angel of the Lord came and shut the mouth of the lion and said, this is not for your breakfast or lunch. Your breakfast and your lunch and dinner is coming. Those who set Daniel up for the dens of lions became the breakfast and the dinner for the lion. Those who have set you up, those who have conspired against you, those who think you are finished, they will become the victims whilst you will remain a victor. They will become casualties and you will be a survivor. Put your hands together if you believe it. Shout yes. Said hallelujah. Come with me, please. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Turn to two people and ask them, are you persuaded? Are you persuaded? You see, in Ghana here, I don't like giving testimonies, because sometimes when you give testimony in Ghana here, because of the way we Ghanaians are, it looks like, oh, why is he saying all of those things? So you realize that people are not challenged. People are not persuaded. It's a very some way society, this society. We are very hypocritical. We like things and we act like we don't like it. But Paul said, I know. I what? Come on, talk to me. I what? Oh, somebody talk to me. I what? I what? I know in whom I have believed. And because I have that knowing of his capabilities, I am persuaded. Come on, somebody say, I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. You can't be persuaded until you know whom you have believed. And the times we live in, when wicked men and women are plotting evil against others, when men and women are imagining evil against innocent people, when men and women are witch hunting, looking for something bad to come out on you so they can rejoice against you, it's a very, very wicked society. People are looking for an occasion to hurt others. They seek for an occasion. They are waiting to hear something bad, something evil. Have you heard? Have you heard? I don't hear a lot of things. I don't hear a lot of things. And sometimes when people try to tell me things, I shut them down. I shut them down. And when they can't get to me, they go and tell others around me to bring it to me, and I block it. I don't need it. And some people rejoice when they hear about the pain and the hurt of others, and I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't bring it to me. Keep it to yourself. But Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. And therefore, I am persuaded. Listen, if you know him, you'll be persuaded about everything the word tells you to do. You won't compromise. You won't back down. You won't stand down. You won't relinquish your weapons of praise and worship and of giving and of tithing and of praying and of fasting, no matter what. If you are persuaded, you won't cheat on others. If you are persuaded, you will not steal from others. If you are persuaded, you will not lie. If you are persuaded, you won't take what is not yours from others. You know, we've been through a lot in this house. When people are broken, they are down, they come here. They come here for prayer. They come here. You see them really praying. As soon as they break through, you don't see them again. Yeah. There was a sister. I've been seeing her. When she had money, I don't see her. She used to go to some other church. I know the church. Then they finished her money for her. Then she started coming here. Started coming here. Every time she was sitting somewhere here. Every prayer meeting she's here. Every service she's here. And recently, she got one of my daughters to help her. And broke through. I haven't seen her in church again. And what she got is money, but it's just a matter of time. She can't keep it. She can't handle it. She can't keep it because she's not great. She's big, but she's not great. Great people are consistent. Great people are consistent. Great people are faithful. Great people are loyal. Great people are committed. Great people are not cheap. Great people don't take shortcuts. Great people are not easily offended. Great people are not easily hurt. Great people don't stop and give up giving or commitment to the house and the things of God because they are going through crisis or trials. Great people are consistent. Great people, they show gratitude. They are not ingratitude. They don't show ingratitude. If you are great, you will be grateful. Gratefulness is a sign of greatness. Ungratefulness is a sign of smallness and pettiness. Petty people are always trying to be smart. The Bible says God is not unfaithful to forget or unjust to forget your labor of love, which means that anytime you forget, you are unjust. Unjust people forget. Unjust people, they forget. But great people don't forget. They don't forget. They remember. I was talking to a bishop friend of mine the other day, and I said, let me tell you something about me. I am relational than transactional. And let me explain what that means. Sometimes I go to preach in churches like in America, and they'll tell me, we are giving you a suite and another room. By the time I get there, they paid for the suite and they paid for my room. Then they paid for the meals and everything. And they paid up to 12 o'clock the following day. So after that, I have to put a credit card there and pay for it. Then the car that picks me up from the airport is specifically assigned to pick me from the airport to my hotel, to the church, back to my hotel, and to the airport. If I have anywhere to go, I'm on my own. They are being transactional. And I was telling this friend of mine, I said, I am not transactional. I am relational. I said, when you are my friend, I relate to you. And I don't subject you to my staff to deal with you. I'll find out from you, once you are in town, what you want to do. And I'll make sure you are taken care of. There are people in this life, they are so transactional that they will sacrifice a good relationship to be transactional. They will sacrifice strategic relationship for pennies and for crumbs. And I said to my friend, I said, let me tell you something. Relationship is expensive, but it pays off. And I tell my children, I say, let me tell you something, kids. Relationship will take you where money can't take you. Folks, are you persuaded this morning? You cannot be persuaded in life and in trying times and in difficult times when you are faced with a situation to compromise your conviction and your integrity and truth and your purity and your sanctification and consecration. When you are faced with a challenge, you must know something others don't know. And if you are going to be persuaded in the face of adversity to look at the enemy in the eye and tell him, my future is not in your hands. Are you hearing me? My future is in God's hands. You don't determine the outcome of my circumstances. I might be down today, but I'll be up tomorrow. My enemy, when I fall, rejoice not over me, for I'll rise up again. You might be down today, but you'll be up tomorrow. Time changes in life. And if you are dealing with somebody who knows God and believes God, and you are dealing with him and your confidence is based or derived from material things, from man's wisdom, or from wealth or riches or power or access or influence, you are to be pitied among all men. Because the foundation of your confidence by which you are dealing with me is built on sinking sand. Sinking sand. But on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I challenge you. Before we get deep and start coming up with the different names of God and the different areas you must know God, let me encourage you today. Have an intimacy with God. Get to know him for yourself. Experience God for yourself. When David stood before Goliath and everyone shunned away, fled for their life, were scared and afraid for their life, he stood before Goliath. And the king said to David, "What makes you think you have what it takes to face this uncircumcised Philistine giant?" And David said, "I have an experience." Somebody say, "I have an experience. I have an experience." Come on, talk to me. Say, "I have an experience." And what was it? He said, "The other day, I kept my father's sheep. I was at the backside of the desert. And a bear and a lion came and took a lamb and something called the Holy Ghost." Somebody said the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. He said something called the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the living God came upon me and gave me divine capabilities. And I went after the bear and the lion and smote them and rescued the lamb. And he said, "This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them." When you face new challenges, remember past victories. Are you hearing me, somebody? I said, if God has done it before, he can do it again. The only reason why you are not dead and you are still alive is because God has a plan for your life. Are you hearing me, somebody? And the only reason why he delivered you yesterday is to give you confidence to face the future, that it doesn't matter what comes your way. Because he delivered you once, he can do it again. Somebody, put your hands together, shout, "He can do it again." Somebody say, "Do, O Lord, do, O Lord." Someone say, "Lord, I need you to move one more time on my behalf." Lift a finger, say, "Lord, one more time." Say, "Lord, one more time. One more. One more. One more time, Lord. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. That is all I need. One more time. One more time. And I'll tell the world of your goodness. I will share to the world your loving kindness. Lord, one more time. Act on my behalf one more time. One more time. I need one more touch." Somebody say, "One more touch. One more touch." Just one more touch. God can turn the story of your life around. He can turn your mourning into dancing. He can change it. I'm telling you. I need somebody to believe that God can change your circumstances. Hey, I said God can change your circumstances. Am I talking to somebody here this morning? I said God can change the story of your life. He can turn your circumstances around. But he needs somebody to be persuaded. Tell somebody, "Are you persuaded?" You see, the three Hebrew young men, they were cast into the furnace of fire. It was a very serious situation. Everyone was scared. And they said, "King, let it be known unto you that our God is able to deliver. And if by any means he decides not to deliver, we are not compromising. Even if God decides that he's not going to deliver us, we will not compromise. We won't stop being committed. We won't stop being praying. We will not stop being in church. We will not stop tithing and giving. We will not stop believing. We will continue to do what is right by God. Why? Because we know. Do you know him? Do you know him? It is written, what can separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or famine, or persecution, or hunger, or thirst, or peril, or nakedness? No. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. And he said, for I am what? Persuaded. You see that word again? I am what? Persuaded. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities or powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody, put your hands together. Give God a shout and stand on your feet. Somebody stand on your feet. My God. My God. Oh, Jesus. Labatu kadahasa. Marada kabahadasa. Come on, somebody. Lift up, lift up, lift up. Kabado sata. Open your mouth. Kidabaha. Koda sadaha. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I know him. I know in whom I have believed. I am persuaded. Go to two people. Go to two people. Tell them, I am persuaded. I'm persuaded. Go to two people. Tell them, I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. Listen. Look at me. Hear me. I told you that a lot of things have happened to me in life. I've been betrayed over and over and over again. I've been used by experts in the kingdom. Used. T.D. Jakes said, I am not a virgin. It means I've been raped several times. But I am persuaded. I am persuaded. I will not stop serving him. I will not stop doing good. Oh, I will not. And those who are paying me evil for the good I did to them, it's a matter of time. And it will catch up with them. I am persuaded. I am persuaded. I am persuaded that my latter shall be greater than my past. I am persuaded that you can be bigger than me, but you are not greater than I. Because everybody can be big. Not everybody can be great. Are you hearing me, somebody? Lift up both of your hands right now. Open your mouth. Pray in other tongues. Talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Just open your mouth and talk to the Father for the next 2 minutes. Talk to the Father. Motakadasa. Jesus. Jesus. I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? That your future will be greater. That your latter will be greater than your past. Who told you this is the end of your life? Who told you are finished? Who told you are defeated? God said to Adam, who told you thou was naked? Who told you it's a demotion? Who told you there's no future for you? Who told you?
Protein in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west, and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea, and it shall come to naught. Speak your word, and it shall not stop.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. Info@godswordforus.com.